Hey, Kale, how you doing?
Oh, pretty well. Having a restful day today. I had a huge day yesterday, so
Oh.
the body said
There you go. Happy you listened.
slow down.
Oh, man.
Getting a
Well,
little better.
thank you for changing times with me. I appreciate it.
It's fine.
And I have another favor to ask about next week on Thursday, if we could meet earlier, if that would work.
Take a peek. I don't think I have anything on. That's the fifth.
Yes, if
Oh,
we could
that's
meet an hour earlier, that would
what
be
time?
awesome. So that would be 3 o'clock your
Okay.
time instead of, hey, Rachel.
Hi. Hi, Rachel.
Hey.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Rachel, next week on Thursday, the 5th, would you be able to meet an hour earlier?
Let me check. Yes, but like at 3 or at 3:30?
Three.
Yes, but I might be a little late because I have
Okay.
another call prior to that
Okay.
that ends exactly at 3. So, and
Okay.
sometimes it goes over a little bit. So,
Okay.
yes,
Well, we're
I might be a little late.
okay. Well, we're usually, just kind of catching up a little bit in the beginning anyway, so that should be fine. Yeah. I have to make sure I got my times right. I have no concept of time, so I get confused.
It's easy to do.
Very easily. Very easily.
Very.
Okay, so I ended up eating here, so I got stuff everywhere. Magic harness is up here and
Aw.
sorry.
Tired. Did you guys just come in from a walk? Oh, he
No.
looks like he's like, I'm done.
The lady who was grooming him, who was actually doing the grooming, has started her own business, grooming. So we moved to her because she was the one doing the grooming anyway. And she came by today to help me figure out how to make dehydrated chicken in the dehydrator for him. So then I
Okay.
don't have to get it anywhere else. I know exactly what is going in his body, and that's I'm become a little obsessive about that, and I am, and I'm okay with it, and everybody else just has to fall in line.
I am with
Somebody
TikTok,
else's
so I
business. Yeah.
totally
So
agree.
anyway, she came by to help me figure out what I needed to do because my directions had fruit and vegetables. It had nothing about meat. So, which was I thought was weird, but anyway, Magic lost his mind while she was here. So he's a little worn out. He may sleep the whole time, but that's okay. Okay, so how have you ladies been doing?
Gail, why don't you go since I missed last week and maybe you guys can catch me up a little too. Oh, well, it's been a medical week, and I'm glad that's over. Week. What does that mean? Well, I had endoscopy on Friday, and I had a callback mammogram ultrasound yesterday. So,
Ugh, the worst.
yeah, ugh is right. Yeah. There's a spot the size of a sesame seed that they think is probably a cluster of cysts, but they were unable to verify. And they said, your choices are biopsy or wait 6 months and come back and we'll watch it. And I'm like, let's biopsy it. I want to know.
Yeah.
So I've got that scheduled for a week after next.
Okay. Wow. Is it something that you can feel, or is it just
Oh
something the
no, it's like
mammogram
the
picked up?
size of a sesame seed. It's in the middle of a tissue.
How'd they found it from the mammogram?
Yeah, it showed up on the mammogram.
Wow. So, and cysts normally show up on mammograms, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know what all shows up on a mammogram, but it was a spot and it didn't show up on the ultrasound, but she marked where the cysts were and it matched up. So that's why she was pretty sure that was what it was. But my mother died of breast cancer. Her sister did, and two of their aunts. So I just don't want to mess around.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Better to catch it early. My mom had breast cancer maybe about 5 years, six, a little over 5 years now, I think, because she actually is off all the medication. So it had to be past 5 years. And, but she caught it early. She could feel it. It was like somewhere in here. And she said it felt like a little pee. But she caught it early and they took it out and she didn't have to do any chemo. She only did a little bit of radiation. And then, of course, the hormone blockers, which that was horrible because that's what made her knee basically lose all its cartilage. And then she had to get knee replacement surgery. But at least she was still okay. And yeah, it's been 5 years now. So I just feel like, yeah, catching it early is best.
And they'll probably remove the whole thing when they do the biopsy because it's so small. So,
Yes, same thing happened to my mom when they did the biopsy on the pee. Like most of it came out as well because it was so small. So
wow.
So what's good? You caught you. They found it early when it's
Whatever it is,
sesame
we'll know.
seed. Yeah, I have a cyst on my ovary. Yay!
Those hurt.
I apparently I also have a fibroid, so this is fun. So I have medical stuff happening too.
Wow.
We'll see how it all.
That's why I had a hysterectomy when I was 35.
Yeah, I haven't had any problems until recently, so but we'll see how it goes because I don't particularly like either of them in my body, to be honest. Even though, you know, supposedly they're fine and everybody seems like they're not too worried about it, but it's like, yeah, I don't like it. So we'll see. I mean, we're trying to shrink the cyst with birth control. So I'm back on birth control, which I didn't really want to do, but I'd rather that than have the cyst. So we'll see if it works, you know? And then with the fibroid, I don't know that there's much they can do other than potentially take it out if it's a problem.
There's a procedure called myomectomy where they just remove the fibroids and not a hysterectomy.
Yeah, she says it's just one, and she said, "See, I think it's like the size of a golf ball, so not super big." But I'm like, "I don't want it. Get it out. Like, I just want it gone." But it's weird to me because what causes that?
Maybe genetics. I know fibroids ran in my family.
Really? I don't have anyone in my family that has it.
I don't know that they know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with anger and resentment and
Was
fear.
saying. Oh, what is that what Louise say, Hay says?
Yeah, he definitely does.
I
But
got the
yes, you
book.
have the book, Kate. Tell us what's a fibroid?
Was here. What did you do with my book?
Did we do that for last time, Gail? With you, there was something that we looked up.
Boy, I
I
don't
can't.
remember.
I don't either. But I know we looked something up.
I looked up cysts recently. And okay, here we go. Cysts, running the old painful movie, nursing hurts, a false growth. And
False growth.
that's exactly running the old painful movie. I mean, that for me, that really spoke to me. Okay, cyst. Oh, okay, that's not what. Okay, let's see if I got fibroid.
I wonder if she would have had fibroid in there, because I feel like that's kind of a newer thing, huh?
Yeah, I don't
No, they've
know.
been around since that book, before that book came out. My sister had them a long time ago, probably
I think
4 years ago.
more people are getting it seems like, or something. I'm going to say it's definitely emotions.
Fibroid tumors and cysts. Nursing a hurt from a partner, a blow to the feminine ego.
Yep. That was going on in my life when this was happening.
And then female problems. It says see female problems. And that's a denial of the self, rejecting femininity, rejection of the feminine principle. And, you know, as women, it's so frustrating. I wrote about it in yesterday's newsletter about how social norms, you know, we believe what others say about how we're supposed to feel about ourselves. You know, what we're supposed to look like, how we're supposed to sound, how we're supposed to behave, how we're supposed to feel.
Yeah. And then we deny all the feelings and the chaos that mm-hmm. come with being a woman. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's where I, these days anyway, when there's something going on with me, for sure, you know, okay, where has my energy been? What have I been thinking about? And, you know, we're still in Mercury retrograde, and I don't know about you ladies, but I've thought about things that I haven't thought about in years. And to be able to think about those things and have no emotional charge is awesome. But when there's an emotional charge attached to it, it's a sign that, okay, I need to look at this and forgive whatever, you know, whether it was somebody else or myself, because I was involved in everything in my life. And, you know.
And also maybe feel it. Because maybe it was something you didn't feel or you pushed down.
Oh, definitely pushed down.
You know, that's what I've been trying to look at too. Is like, what do I need to feel that I haven't wanted to feel? That I've been suppressing. Today I let the waste management guy have it. But I did it consciously. I was like, I am going to give this guy some anger because I'm mad with what he's doing. He literally blocked my car in and was doing the trash compacting right there by my car. And it was the trash was coming out. And I was like, and then he was blocking other cars and all the noise. And today was like finally a day where we could have our windows open because it wasn't as hot. But I had to close them because of that. You know what I mean? It was just like, oh my gosh. And yeah, I let him have it. He got it. But I did it consciously. I was like, this guy's about to get some.
was there any place?
He laughed it off.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, cool. Then maybe it doesn't matter.
Well, I was going to say, is there any place else he could have been doing that? Or was that the only place he could do it?
Of course there were other places he could be doing. Absolutely. There is no need. There's all up and down, like there's an alleyway behind, and all up and down the alleyway, there are places where it's like the back of a building. And then across from that will be parking spots. So he could have gone against the back of a building and done it there as opposed to up against the parking spots, which is what he did. So yes, there are many other places that he could have done that.
But the car didn't get damaged.
No, but it got dirty. I mean,
well, you know, I'm just glad it didn't get damaged. That's all.
Well, me too. But I don't need your help on damaging my car. And I have to turn it in like 10 days. So I really don't want anything to happen to it.
Yeah. Okay, so with the things that have been coming up, so you're on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel like your awareness is on where your energy is throughout the day?
Depends.
Yeah, depends. Definitely.
Okay, well, what helps you to be more aware? And when are you finding yourself less aware?
I mean, I think I'm super, less. Sorry, go ahead, Gail.
When I'm super intent on something, that I'm just ultra focused on it, and I'm not aware of what's going on. But sometimes I'll even then, like, I'll catch myself being all clenched up. So,
yeah,
I guess that's better than not.
So if you're working on doing something that you're focused on, like when I'm sitting here working, I'm focused. And next thing I know, I've been sitting here for how many hours? You know, so having my little timer to go off to remind me to breathe. It's always, when it goes off, I take a deep breath. It's like, oh yeah, I was definitely holding my breath, you know, or definitely breathing shallowly for sure. Maybe that using a timer to help you to remember to check in with yourself.
My little wellness coaches have been doing a pretty good job of that.
Good. Good.
They make me get up and go downstairs and check what the noise was. So I get a break. I get a set of stairs.
Little That's exercise. Right. Awesome.
Yeah, I've decided calling them wellness coaches is a healthier attitude.
Yeah. Has,
oh, they are. They also give so much love and joy.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Magic has barked more in the last couple of weeks than he has the whole time we've been here, except for that time when he thought somebody was across the street. I mean, it's just been for no reason. He's standing, looking at the door, barking. I don't know if he's seeing, he's probably seeing a car go by. But for whatever reason, he's more aware of things going on outside than he has been. Do you find William and Mary like that now, or is it just kind of normal everyday? Things are the same.
They've been doing it pretty consistently their whole lives.
Mm. Okay. Well, and there's two of them to hear things.
Yeah, or at least since Michael's been gone, and they amped it up. Their protective mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what about you with your awareness, Rachel? Where are you with that?
Yeah, I would say it's similar to Gail. Like if I'm really focused on something, like I'm working on a resume or something like that, like I'm pretty not aware. Although I try to, before I do any of that, I try to stop and like center myself. Kind of give it good intention, especially if it's something that I'm somewhat interested in, although I can't say that many of them are interesting to me. So, you know, but if it is something that I'm like, oh, this could kind of be cool, then yeah, I definitely try to give it more positive energy. But I've also been trying to take more breaks as well to make sure, like, not necessarily to check in with myself, which I probably should, but to do things for myself. So for instance, like playing with tempo, you know, like not just getting so focused that I don't give him playtime, because I saw that happening and I was like, oh, that's not good. And then consequently, that also makes me happy because I'm, you know, it's joyful to play with him. He always does something silly. So so it gives me a break, and he likes to chase me. So we run around too. So I get a little bit of activity as well.
Good.
And I think also like leaning into things that make me happy, even if it doesn't make sense. So for instance, like recently, my acting class the studio had a photo shoot because she wanted to redo her website. And she invited me to come and be a part of that. And I went and did that, and it was so good. I met a lot of new people, and she had me do some stuff on stage that they took pictures of. And so I think that was just really like affirming that kind of that's a place that feels good to me. And then she texted me a couple days later and asked me to come and speak to the beginning acting class students and tell them about my experience with the Meisner Intensive. And so I did that, and that also. So I think, you know, just kind of giving back too, like, in what ways can I help? And in what ways or what things make me happy? And can I, like, try to inject those into my life more?
Awesome. So
when I'm doing that, like, I would say, like, when I'm in acting, I'm very aware. Like, uber aware. So that, and then, like I said, with tempo, I'm very aware at that point too, because it's just he and I, you know?
Okay,
and then
great.
I also like to do a check-in at night. So I've been adding that to my journaling of just, you know, how did the day feel? What was, you know, my overall energetic? Did I get angry? Did I, and specifically unconsciously angry? Because I have also instilled, like, I was doing some breath work. I'm starting to do more breath work actually, and kind of letting emotions come out. And so if anger comes at that time, I let it rip. But it's a consciousness, you know, it's a conscious anger. Like, I want to get it out, whatever that is, because I feel like it's been stuffed inside. So I want to release it and then surrender to it. So I've been working on that as well. And yes, doing like a kind of a nightly check-in of like, was there anywhere where I went unconscious or just got mad at someone, or, you know, did I get sad? What was it about? What triggered it? Like, so I've been trying to be a bit more aware around that as a daily practice.
Are you using the empowerment journal pages?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have two journals now, basically. That, and I do that one, and then I just have a spiral notebook where I do the other check-ins.
Okay. That is one of the on the evening one, you know, checking where did I use my power today and where did I not, and how can I improve that? You know, like infusing something with love or whatever, you know, looking at the energy, just exactly what you're doing.
Oh, that's awesome. Interesting, because I actually look at that differently.
Really? How do you look at it?
I guess I looked at it less of like an energetic and more of like, was I in my power? Like, did I feel like I was in my power? And how did I use that versus
that's how I took it.
Yeah. Like, I didn't look at like, oh, I don't know. I guess that makes sense now that you say it. I don't know why I didn't see it that way, but I didn't. I was just like, was I in my power today? Like, did I, and, you know, how did I use that if I felt like I was or wasn't? So, you know, I don't know.
It's always such a learning experience for me to have how I put something together interpreted by somebody else, you know, because sometimes it's not interpreted the way that I had intended it. It's, which is fine. If it's benefiting somebody, they're taking it the way they need to take it. But it's been amazing to learn in the last 2 years, because I've really been focused on what we're doing and teaching more classes. Something that somebody's listened to over and over and over again, and then when we discuss it, that they weren't understanding what I was saying at all. It's complete misunderstanding. And then they're able to take it to a deeper level because of the conversation. So, you know, learning to, I don't really even like the word teach, but to share information at a deeper level is so important, so that, you know, people are able to take the very most from what we're doing. Oh, there's Mr. Tempo.
Look at him. Look at him. Oh, he's like, I hate this.
Yeah, she kind of has that look on her face.
Use it. I know. You can be right there. You can just be right there.
So what about you, Gail, in your follow through with, you know, with your awareness and maybe learning that, wow, I've kind of been off on the other path. How are you following through with all of that?
There are many days when I am just getting through the day, and it's not a feeling of desperation or lack or panic. It's just too much to do. So that's been lately. A dear friend at church lost her husband, and they did the celebration of life yesterday, and I put the program together, and so that entailed editing about 12 photos and laying it out, and then I thought it would be cheaper to have it printed, but oh no. So I printed them at home. So anyway, that took up a good
That's
2 days.
A lot of time. Yeah. It's amazing how much time that can take.
Yeah. But it turned out they absolutely loved it.
Aww.
Everybody there was impressed. And, you know, it was definitely, it was something I could do to help her in this time. So I really wanted to do it. But I don't like deadlines. I do not like deadlines.
Yeah. There was a time in my life I used to thrive on that kind of thing. Those days are so long gone. So long gone. And I'm getting worse and worse at it that, you know, okay, just let me be, you know. So when you're finding that you have way too many things to do in the day and you're starting to feel that pressure, have you been able to look at some things and be able to put them on another day, or is it always stuff that you just got to get done today?
Yeah, I put a lot off. But then it's still staring me in the face.
Yeah. Is there anything that you can delegate to others?
Well, the great news is the phase that things are in at the church is not my responsibility. So yes. I just have to write the sermon every other week and do the programs and arrange who's doing what for the program.
So it's your turn this Sunday, right?
This is my turn this week, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've really enjoyed the last two.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I have. They've been great. You know, I wish that you guys did Zoom.
I know. We want to, but we just don't have the bandwidth right now to.
Yeah. Well, maybe
someday. We had to really do the webpage or the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay. I'll just keep reading until you guys do Zoom.
I'm going to be using the same resource I did 2 weeks ago for this week. So.
Okay. So we're working at, you know, building a new foundation that, well, basically is thinking and being beyond 3D. You know, we see the things that are going on in our lives, whether it's personally or in the world, that we're not in agreement with, and wanting to create something better for ourselves. There's a lady that's been posting in the Free Florence Gobelshin group that I posted about the survival mode workshop on Saturday, and I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but she posted about how could she look past how she gave all these physical things that are happening in her life because of these people who live next door to her. And when I responded to her, I told her what, you know, the workshop is about, but it sounds like that her physically, she's not safe. And this workshop's not about that, that she needs to get safe. And that was another one of those aha moments for me that, you know, and I say it in the class, but I didn't say it on the sales page, which I should have, that, you know, if you're not safe, you have to do something to change that.
Yeah. Otherwise, and you put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah. And I'm waiting to hear what she's going to say back, because I don't I don't, she may have to go. We'll see. I really want to support her, but,
you mean she might have to leave the group?
She might have to leave the group because she gets very, aggressive, I think, with her posts, and there's no love in that. And that's what we're there for. And,
yeah,
and when we support, try to support each other with love, and she comes back with how negative the people are, but she doesn't want to take responsibility for her part in it. Nobody can fix that. Yeah. You know,
she's stuck in victim mode.
Yeah. And I don't like to ever give up on anyone, but I have to think of the well-being of the group.
Mm-hmm. And she's not ready to hear you, it sounds like.
No, she's not ready. But anyway, now is a really tricky time. It's a really tricky time because, you know, especially when you're writing things, you know, because people can't hear your tone of voice. And you can only hope that what you're writing is coming across with the feelings and the thoughts that you're feeling.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're looking at a lot of things outside of ourselves right now, between finances and, you know, the election and, you know, where the United States is right now and what's going to happen in the next few months. And what was that, Gail?
The world.
And the world. And the world. You know, Nina is in, she's in Norway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Norway. She's in our Wednesday group, and she's so calm.
She's wonderful.
The most lovely energy. And they're right up there next to Russia. They're not worried about anything because Russia has no money. And she's explaining all this to us, which I thought was, I loved that. It was so comforting.
Yes.
It was so comforting, you know, that her perspective on what's happening from where she is, being able to see things up close and personal there, was wonderful.
Yeah.
But they all have their eyes on the United States right now. And so do we. But all we can do is, you know, just infuse things with love as best we can, because it would be so easy to go down that rabbit hole of, I'm scared of what's going to happen. Well, we can't do that.
Well, you know, something I've been doing lately with regard to all of that, because it was kind of stressing me out. Like, I don't know, I guess around the time of like the Democratic convention, and there was a lot of people being very negative on social media. And I just started asking questions, but honestly asking. Like, there was some post about, you know, Kamala doesn't have any idea what she's doing. She doesn't have any policies up on her website. Like, we don't know what she's going to do, blah, blah, blah. And we don't know her policies. And so I was like, fair enough. You know, yeah, they're not up, but let's look at the situation. She just barely got in. Like, give her some time to get that together. Now, if she doesn't get that together, then that is something, and we got to look at that. But I think she deserves some time to get it together. And then asking honest questions like, well, what are your favorite policies of Trump's? I'm curious, actually curious. And then if people come back with negativity, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not here for that. I want to hear your reason behind why you support him, if specifically the policies. If you're going to tell others that they don't know what they're talking about, then tell me what you know, that, or that you know what you're talking about, and explain it to me. I honestly want to know, and maybe that's going to change my mind. But I think starting to do the opposite of what other people are doing, like genuinely inquiring and wanting to know and not getting angry, like, and people have said some crazy things like, yeah, we have to put a wall around the United States and keep everybody out and da 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 da. And, you know, I have feelings about that as being someone from Mexican descent. And so, you know, it's, but it's like, okay, so that's, you have a fear. And so like looking at it from a different perspective of like, you are fearful of something. And so I would ask those types of questions.
When you said something about their fear, how did they react to that? I'm curious to know.
Yeah, some people have been open about it and like, yes, I do fear that they're taking away our jobs, or they're, you know, this and that, that they've got different reasons behind it, or that we're not getting, you know, that they're getting all this money from the government and we're not being supported. And it's like, okay, but do you know that for certain? And like, because I know that there's a lot of at least Mexican people who are taking jobs that Americans wouldn't want. So are they really taking your jobs, or is that, you know? And so just, again, like asking more questions, but not from a negative place of like, no, I really want to know. And then other people are just like, ah, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, sorry, I'm not here for that. And then I just like, let it go. But I think, you know, just starting to try to have a conversation with people that I don't necessarily agree with. Like, I'm just trying to do something different, like, and show people that it can be done. We can have a conversation. We can disagree and still have a civil conversation and learn from each other when we don't just demonize the other person. So
I think if they're too far into the cult, they can't.
I think you're right. But I'm hoping that that shows other people. And I have had people that are like, genuinely want to respond to me and really want to, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, so there, it's, I think it's shown me that there aren't as many people that are so into the cult that I thought there were. So I think that's kind of opened my eyes to like, yeah, if I can do something different, then that can open. Because if I act like they're acting and I close off to their ideas just because I don't agree with them, then I'm doing the same thing they're doing. And so therefore, if by really honestly being open and wanting to know, I'm showing a different way of communicating, and then I'm being met with people who actually want to talk about it. And they're not demonizing the other side. And so I was like, oh, I actually feel a little better now, because not everybody, because I had that feeling like, oh my God, everybody's crazy.
It's easy to do. Because that's what gets the publicity.
Exactly. And so this has been kind of an interesting little experiment for me. And I haven't spent a lot of time doing it. Like, it's just been one or two things here or there. But then, you know, over time, people respond. And so I'll check back periodically, and then I'll respond to the people who actually are, you know, having a genuine conversation. But yeah, so I kind of felt like that opened up that side of things for me a little bit, and just made me feel a little bit more at ease.
Good for you.
What platform is that on, Rachel?
On Instagram.
Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah. And they posted this, that's what it was. They posted this video of a bunch of people walking out of the Democratic convention, and they were asking them what policies of Kamala's they liked. And I have to admit, unfortunately, not a lot of them said very intelligent things. That being said, I'm sure that that's the way that they wanted it to look. You know what I mean? And secondly, like I said, she hasn't had a lot of time. So that's why I'm like, well, give her a little time to put this together. You know, things switched rather quickly for her. So I would imagine that now, yes, she has to put that together, and that's going to take some time. I mean, I think she talked about what her policies are, but, you know, people want to see it on a website. Okay. But, you know, give her a little time to do that. And my uncle is a Trumper. I was talking to him actually earlier today. That's been another interesting relationship that I've been trying to be more open with and about. But yeah, he just started going off at one point, like, these faggots and these people, what are they, fluid, this, that, gender. I was like, oh God. But you know, I just tried to give him a different perspective as best I could without putting him or his ideals down in any way.
Did he listen?
Yeah, he did actually. I don't think I changed anything.
But listening is huge because Fred was a trumper and there was no listening.
Yeah.
No listening.
And I think he listened in terms of because we're related. You know what I mean? Like, I
whatever works. Whatever works.
But it's less about him and more about me. Like, can I be in that conversation and not react in a negative way? Can I be calm? Can I give my point of view without getting angry and or offending?
It's a huge step to decide to do that and get in that ring.
Well,
that's really huge.
I just don't see people doing it. And
yeah, but I mean, given everything that's happening in your own life right now, to take that step is really brave. To test yourself on where your emotions are. That's applaud, you know, that's awesome that you're able to do that and to be able to maintain the energy that you want to be, no matter what somebody else is saying.
Honestly, I didn't even realize that's what I was doing, but I was just wanting to be the change that I want to see in the world. That's literally where it came from. Cause I was like, I just don't see anyone. I remember a time when you could have a conversation with someone you didn't agree with and you wouldn't be angry and you wouldn't attack them personally or physically.
You'd be curious.
Yeah. And you might attack their, like, the policy they believed in and say, oh, I don't agree with that policy and here's why, and da da da. But you would never say, well, you're an ugly bitch. What does that have to do with the policy? You know what I mean? But that's what we see nowadays, you know? And I was like, I don't want to see that anymore. So then it starts with me. But you're right, Kate. It is also like a workout for my energetic, because it is definitely holding, you know, or attempting to hold that a centered part of myself that also can have compassion for people I don't agree with.
And it's also, when you look at the whole bigger picture of it, it's a safe place for you to do it, because when you've had enough, you can turn it off.
Yeah.
And it has nothing else to do with your life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't know these people, so it's not, you know, I mean, my uncle, different story, but you know.
Yeah, but on the Instagram platform, you all you have to do is turn it off. Don't look at it again if it becomes too much.
Yeah, exactly. But it really hasn't, because what I've noticed is that when you talk to people in that way, they actually don't really have much to say. And if someone does come back attacking you and you say to them, like, I'm not here to play these sandbox games and to attack you personally. I'm actually genuinely curious. And if you don't want to answer the question and you'd prefer to argue, then I'm not here for that. No, thank you. And then that's it. And if they continue responding, I just don't respond. It's like, nope. But most of the time they don't respond because it's just like, no, I don't have that available to you.
So boundaries.
I was just thinking that, you know, everything that you're doing right there, you know, applying it to our own personal life, is there's your power. That's our power right there. Remaining calm in the face of adversity, whatever the adversity is, and setting the boundaries of I'm not going there. So when that, you know, that hit of fear opens up and starts trying to drag us in, I'm going, no, thank you.
Yeah. And I think it's easier to maybe start with something like that, at least for me, because it's not so personal, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, politics are personal, but you know what I mean? It's not like I'm not totally
building that muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Very inspiring.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys for the reframe, because like I said, I really wasn't even doing it for any particular reason personally, you know, other than like, I just want to see something different happen here. And I guess if no one else is going to do that, I will.
But, you know, taking that to your personal life, I want to see something different here. You've made a decision. You made a decision that really doesn't have any physical danger involved with it, because it's on a platform that you can turn off.
Yeah.
And you've been able to do that in such a way that you've built a safe place for you with your words and your energy and the boundaries that you've created. And gosh, that's what a beautiful thing. I love it.
Yeah. Now we just got to do it for the rest.
Yeah. Well, and see, and you've got your foot in the door, you've got some things figured out. And so it'll be easier to do it in your personal life because you've already experienced it in this other way, even though personal is personal, you know, things that are happening in our own lives, it is personal, but we have something we can fall back on that, you know, I didn't get anxious and upset even when I was attacked. In writing, it's in writing. It's always so crazy. It amazes me the things that people will put in writing for the whole world to read.
Project 2025.
Oh, and then there's that. Yeah. I hadn't even
heard that. That's a pretty common refrain. I can't believe they put it in writing.
I hadn't even heard of that until the other day and looked it up and was like, what?
Oh yeah, it's terrifying. And I read only like 2 pages and I was terrified, but you know, but then he says he's not supporting it.
Ha. Every time he opens his mouth, he's lying.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
His mouth is moving.
Well, that's the, yeah, exactly. That's what I said to my uncle. You know, I was like, I just can't get behind a personality like that. And, you know, his answer was like, but it isn't about his personality. You have to think about what he stands for. And I was like, yeah, he stands for grabbing women by the pussy.
Oh, my God. That's exactly where my brain just went. Yeah, and then speaking of it.
Yeah. So I don't know if I can believe anything else after that. But I guess it doesn't bother men.
Well, I'm sure it bothers some.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones that we would want to have any kind of engagement with, those are the ones it's bothering. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've been reading these Highlander romance books, and it's so interesting how women are regarded. And I've watched The Musketeers by the BBC. And I don't remember if it was you ladies, I mentioned this too, but the king is a man child in that. And he's
most kings.
Huh?
That aren't most kings man child.
Probably. Well, what this at this one point the cardinal is telling him something, and he said, But your majesty, it's only common sense. And the king says to him, common sense is for commoners. I had to rewind to make sure my ears heard that. Because it was horrifying. You know, and it's fiction, but at the same point, it's not all fiction. It's not all fiction. And to think of how women were, I mean, there's this lady, have you guys seen this show?
I remember the one with Richard Chamberlain.
Okay.
And Raquel Welch.
Okay. Well, fast forward.
But what's that other show that has that girl that goes back in time or whatever?
That's Highlander.
Is that Highlander?
Yeah, that's Highlander.
Girl that goes back in time. And that's very interesting too, because she's a modern woman. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh my God, I have no rights. Like, they think I'm a witch because I was picking berries. So it's really interesting to see that reframe of
has
been regarded and treated in history.
Mm-hmm. And that's some of the stuff that I'm reading too, is, you know, that kind of, because there is some of it's time travel stuff, but what has just really, women are, can be just as devious as men in that the Musketeer from with the BBC, there's a this woman Milady de Winter, I think is what her name is.
Yeah.
And And she was amazing. I mean, she was awful.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. She was awful, but she was smart, and she got men to do what she wanted them to do as best she could. And if they didn't do it, she just killed them. Just killed them. And I have to admire that, because she was in a time that women were below second-class citizens. I mean, the king goes up to her at one point and says, "Leave all the thinking to the men." So it's been, I live in my own little world, and I like it here. I like it here. But it's eye-opening to see how far we have come. And the United States was populated by people who are trying to create a better life for themselves. Give me your poor, your downhearted. I mean, what's that speech?
Give
And
me
now
your
we're
tired, your poor, your wretched refuse yearning to be free. Send them the homeless tempest tossed to me. I lift my light beside the shining something or other. And
That's
now we're and
amazing
now
that you
we're
know that much of it, Gail. That's awesome.
yeah. And now we want to put up a wall? Where's our compassion? If a person is ready to jump into a sea and swim to this country because they can't live where they are because it's too painful, who are we to not pull them up and help them?
Well, and the thing is, they have avoided fixing the immigration policy for decades. They could fix it. With Congress could fix it. But people apparently have a vested interest in not having it fixed, and so they just continue that there is a problem they can complain about.
Well, I firmly believe that, we're taking all the things out of the closet, all the mess that's in the closet, and we're putting things back in there that are going to work. We're going to figure out what's going to work. And some of it's not, but we're reorganizing. And chaos has to happen before the reorganization does.
Yes,
But
and
it's we're.
chaos is a feminine energetic.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Chaos is a feminine energetic. So that actually is the feminine at work.
Because creation comes out of it.
A new birth,
Yeah.
a new life, a new world. And I think that as the light that keeps coming in and our bodies are aligning and aligning and aligning to that light, that when you're standing talking to someone and they're lying to you, you're going to know it. There will be no more lies that we'll be able to skate through. And that's going to happen through not just individuals, but companies and governments. And life is going to be changed. And what it was in 2000 compared to what it's going to be in 230, 225, even. Be a different world. By 2:30, it'll be a whole different world. I wonder if I'll be able to see that. If all of that will come to fruition in our lifetimes. But it might. We're on the path. And there
Say never.
are exactly. But we have to be patient with the crumbling to build the new. And we have to stay strong within ourselves and hold to that vibration as best we can of the love that we hold within us. Otherwise, it would just be too scary.
And us putting out love really does make a difference.
Yes.
The one thing, it's one thing we can do consistently, to make the world better. and to counteract some of the negative stuff out there.
Exactly. Exactly. And the more, you know, the more we embrace that and the more we really embody that love as we're sending it out, the more powerful it is. And that just falls into every aspect of our life. You know, it's not just, okay, I'm sending love to the world. I'm sending love to the world, but I'm also in deepest gratitude, infusing every aspect of my life. And it's every aspect of our day. And it's who we are. And, you know, we're all getting older and we're having things, you know, you ladies have both talked about different health things that are going on. Being able to look at our bodies and love our bodies. You know, I think sometimes that that may be the last thing that we're able to really infuse love into. Because we're busy trying to fix everything else. But being able to love our own bodies, this is our vessel. This is what's sustaining our spirit. But being able to love our bodies no matter what's happening with it. And, you know, the wrinkles and those bikini days are over, you know, whatever it is.
I still wear a bikini, damn it.
Well, I still have mine.
I will hold on to that as long as I can.
I think I do too, but it hasn't been on the body for decades.
Oh, I was just out last week. I was at the
beach. Good for you.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm like, no. I don't want a white belly, so I'm putting it out there.
There you go. Good for you and loving yourself. You know, the more we can do that, the stronger we are. And then the other things that happen, the stronger we are, the more firm our love foundation is. Then when adversity happens, you know, we've been taking the deep breaths. We have clarity of thought. We're not in survival mode anymore. And gosh darn it, we're not going back there. I'm not allowing outside influences to influence me anymore. It can stop right there. I accept that you're happening, but I'm going to use my power to create a higher outcome than that.
Whatever that means.
It's also important, though, in those times to be okay with ourselves if we do get hurt. You know what I mean? Because that's also acceptance. Like, yeah, okay, that did bother me. That does hurt me. And let me be with that and let me be okay with that. I'm not talking about if I've lashed out at someone else. I'm just saying if someone says something and it does hurt you, it's like, okay, that's okay. I'm human.
Yeah, well, that's the acceptance.
Yeah, accept that I felt hurt. And that's okay.
And when we accept what's happened, whatever it is, it stops that internal battle. So then we can create a higher outcome. We can rise above whatever hurt us or upset us.
Or we can let it go, yeah.
Do you have to go?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Gail. I do. You are amazing. I did not realize the time.
Yeah, I just looked over to see what time it was, too. It just is now 7:30 here. Well, here, I guess it's 5:30 there.
Yeah. All right, well, I have to go, ladies. But, I mean, I have, like, 5 more minutes if we wanted to wrap something up or if there was something more you wanted to say or...
Well, I want to thank you, Rachel, for sharing about the Instagram posting because in the whole bigger picture, that's wonderful.
You.
Setting those boundaries and yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah, all of it.
Thank you.
Calm. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you again for the reframe and showing me that I can, you know, it's a step that I can take in other areas as well.
Yeah.
And other people are going to read that post and they'll think. So the ripple effect goes on.
Yes. I hope so. And I hope also maybe it makes people feel like, maybe all the people on that side or thinking that way aren't as bad as I think as well. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping that it's a ripple effect in many different directions, but but like I said, really, it's for me. I was doing it for me. So it was totally selfish. But
But it was being the it was in a way, but not really, because you are wanting to be the change that you want to see. And you were
but
brave enough to do it.
selfishly, that I was like, well, no one else is going to do it, so I guess it's going to be me. But yes, thank you for that reframe.
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. All right, ladies, I'm sorry I have to go.
Okay.
Just to confirm again, 3 p.m. next week or 5 p.m. your time. Reaching 3 hour
Yes.
time next
Yes.
Thursday.
Yes. And I'll post that in our group too.
Okay.
I'll post it
Okay.
in the group too. Okay,
Yay.
awesome. Well, it was great to
Have a
see you,
good week.
Rachel. Gail, if you'll just stay for just a minute, we'll go over your stuff for just a minute. But Rachel, have a lovely week, and if anything comes up for you that you need support with, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Take good
Oh,
care. Bye.
sending
Bye.
love. Miss Gill, how can I support you?
I'm doing pretty well. When I was waiting for the doc the radiologist to come back in and talk to me about it, I just kept doing the end of the prayer for protection. All is well, all is well, all is well. And I wasn't really worried, but I thought there might be something to be concerned about. 'Cause she said, when she sent me back in for the next round of mammograms with a little mark on where the cysts were, she said, if they line up, then we're fine. Otherwise, we'll talk about it. And so I knew she, and she is a lovely, lovely person. Just, great care and compassion. And just puts you, just I really felt cared for. And that it's, I mean, this breast center is, they have this little waiting room with the hot blankets and the hot robes, and there's a place to make tea and a lovely little restroom, and it's just that you really feel cared for.
Oh, that's lovely.
So anyway, I'm sure it's nothing, but I would rather know that it's nothing than have it take a chance of growing.
It
So,
sounds like, and when they do the biopsy, it will, in all theory here, be completely removed at that point.
most likely, yeah.
So all the better.
Yeah,
All the better.
exactly.
Great. So what, how's your sister doing? Is she going to be coming back out to see you anytime
She
soon?
is not. She just came back from visiting our brother for a week, and she flew, and it's flying is really hard for her. And then she had to take a shuttle from the St. Louis airport. It's a 2 hour drive to where she lives.
Does she
So
live?
she lives in southeast of St. Louis, about 2 hours. It's
She's not very far from me then, right?
I would have to look on a map. She's in near Carbondale of Illinois, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I do know where that is because that's where the eclipse went through, right?
Yeah,
One of
yeah.
them. Okay, one second. Hey, Google, how far is it from here to Carbondale, Illinois?
She's actually in Marion, which is a little south of that.
Hey, Google, repeat. Miles from me is Carbondale.
Okay.
What?
So it's probably about 200 miles to Marion.
Okay. Wow.
They're right on the freeway that goes
She's close.
north.
That's amazing that she's so close and you're so far away. So, are you going
Well,
to be
if I go out
visiting
to visit her, we'll have to figure
her?
out something out, won't we?
Yes, we will. Do you think you'll be visiting her? I guess it's really hard with the dogs.
I will. It's been a few years, but I will go back. I just don't know when. I thought I had a line on a really a new dog sitter, but there were a couple of red flags I'm not comfortable with. But somebody at the dentist's office recommended a boarding place that's a bed and breakfast for dogs, and it sounds really, really nice.
Oh.
So it's not cheap. It'd be $100 a night for the two, but I think I will check that place out. And so if my regular dog sitter, she's not answering my emails, so I don't know if they're not getting through or what's going on. Maybe she's out of town or something. But if I can't get my regular dog sitter, then that would be a good option for, a week or so.
Yeah. Wow. The sitter we had in Colorado after right after we got this guy, she was expensive. I think she was $80 overnight. And I thought, because she was having to come to the house, and she would come to my house and stay. She'd bring her own sheets and put her sheets on the bed and stay. And I thought she might be a little less expensive when she took him to her house, because when we went to London, she took him to her house, but she wasn't. She was amazing with him. Finding someone that you can fully trust to take care of them the way you would, that is not easy. But you're so in tune with your energy that, any kind of red flags, you would know immediately. You would feel that.
Because I when I met her, it was like she's really nice and she clearly loves the dogs. But then as I began to think about what she said, all these, alarm bells were going on. She works in the groomers. And so I called the gal she's kind of the head groomer, kind of the on-site manager. And I told her what I was thinking about. She said, "Oh yeah, I'd be worried about that too." So, I'm not likely to use her.
Well, and in a place like the bed and breakfast for the dogs, that's got more people around and everybody's knows what's happening, and they'd be safe. And $100 a night for two dogs is really that, well, Colorado money wise, that's very reasonable. Arkansas, that's really expensive. So
And we're kind
where
of
you are.
they're 30 miles north of here. So, if they were in Portland, they'd be charging a whole lot more than that. But the dogs can be inside if they want to, and there's all this furniture to lounge around on, and there's people there they can sleep with, and it just sounds lovely. And they don't charge extra for meds, and they don't charge extra for, feeding your food, and you can.
Wow.
They say, they'll be outside if you want them to have a bath. We'll do that at a minimal price.
They don't charge extra. Oh, they do charge
They
extra
do,
for the bath.
but
Oh, okay.
it's not like a bath at the groomer.
Yeah. When Magic stayed with, oh gosh, I can't even remember her name now. When he stayed with her, she had no children, and actually they didn't have any dogs either. So no animals, I guess. It was just her and her husband, and she would take him in the backyard, and they had some places that didn't have grass. And Fred and I went somewhere for the weekend, and she bathed him 3 times.
Oh my
She told me she
goodness.
bathed him 3 times because she'd take him out in the yard and he was filthy. And then when she'd bring him in, she'd give him a bath. I'm like, geez, he spent all his time in the bath with a blow dryer, because he's going outside and getting dirty. But he was all happy. She'd pull him around on the floor on the rug. It's like, it's crazy. But yeah, she really took good care of him, So, well, I'm glad that you're finding somebody that you can then turn to if you decide you want to take off and go somewhere.
And
That's
I need
great.
to get down to see my cousins. They've been, since spring, they've been, are you going to come down this summer? And we figured out a Sunday night, Monday night would be the best. And I got a hold of my dog sitter and she said, yeah, I'm booked up till the 2nd of September. Well, I've been asking her about the month of September, and unless she wrote the wrong month and she was booked up till October, but normally she'll answer. So I've got to reach out. Maybe I'll send her a text
Yeah.
to
Yeah,
see
that
if.
might be a good way to go. Because Mercury's still in retrograde, so she may not be getting the emails, or she may be getting them and overlooking them in some way. I know my email's still a mess. And I'll get it a bit straightened out eventually, but it's just not there yet. But
Yeah.
yeah, go ahead and check with her again. But if you've got this other place, even though it might be a little bit more pricey, might be worth it.
Yeah. The
So
problem is, so it's a half hour north of here. So I would have to drive, that would add an hour to heading to the beach. And it's, although they will pick them up. They charge for that too, but I think I might have to put them in the night before,
Oh, yeah.
because I would want to leave from church.
Oh,
Make
okay.
it worthwhile.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
anyway, it will work out.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Well, and but otherwise you're feeling really good, other than these health things that have kind of come up.
Yeah, my digestive system isn't happy again, but it's. I know what's going on. It's just, it's not nerves. It's just my digestive system. So I really have been a lot more relaxed and peaceful.
Good, good. And what are you doing to be more relaxed and peaceful?
Well, I'm trying to remember to put on soothing music when I'm here in the office, and I always leave soothing music on when I leave the dogs. And I limit the news.
Yeah.
Sure. And actually, I'm spending less time on Facebook than I was, and that's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Hallmark movies again. At
Good
least one a day.
for you. I'm happy that you're doing that,
Yeah,
because
it really feels good.
anything that you can do that will help you to relax and laugh and
And lift my
feel let
spirits.
love, do it.
And the dogs are snuggling, and it's just lovely.
Yeah. Yesterday, evidently the only place magic could lay was my lap. And I was like, at one point, I had something on the stove, and I was like, "Madge, both of us have to get up." And he was like, "No." You, they look at you with that face. No, I'm not moving. Well, but yeah, evidently he really did wear himself out. Yeah, it's too funny. Well, Gil, if there's anything I can do to support you, please do not hesitate to reach out. If you get
Okay.
anxious about anything, we can just I can listen, you could talk it out, and especially with all these health things, because if you're hesitant to talk with your sister because you don't want her worrying,
Did I tell you they found some cells? Well, she didn't t she said everything after the endoscopy. They went into the duodenum, and the report said there's some cells that can be I looked them up, and they can be a symptom of a health challenge, but I don't have any of the other symptoms, and so I think maybe when the biopsy comes back, it'll be just fine. So I should find out the end of this week or early next week how those biopsies came out. So
Well, and what we looked up in Louise's book, anything that resonates with you, look at that energy.
yeah.
Look at that. Is there something here that I need to look at and to clear, to transform into a love vibration? Is there any fear involved here? Any of that less than love energy, and be able to shift it.
You really hit the nail on the head with what was going on when I was dealing with fibroids, though. Very unhealthy relationships.
Yeah. Well, and we know what to do about those now. We're braver now than we were before.
Well,
And
I got out.
yeah, so that's never gonna happen again. Never gonna happen again. You're stronger now. We're all stronger than we've ever been before. That's for sure.
And getting stronger every day.
Every day. Yes, ma'am. Every day. But, you know, looking at any kind of energy that maybe it's a little uncomfortable. Well, let's go ahead and look at it. You know, now's the time. Mercury's in retrograde and, you know, all those thoughts are coming up. You know, it could bring up something that, oh, wait, I hadn't thought about that in years. Oh, I'm still holding something, you know. And to be able to look at that and transform that, and then you can be free of it. You know, yeah. So if anything like that comes up and you feel like you just need to kind of bounce it off somebody and just kind of get it back into a better state, you know, I'm here. Just reach out to me, okay?
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
I value you so much.
Well,
it's really our treasure.
Well, you're very important to me, and I just really want to be here for you, you know? So I guess I'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, I will be there.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Okay, all right, well, I'm going to let you go. Feed those babies. Send you lots of love. Okay, all right, good night.
Take care. Thanks.